Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about fish coughs and fish sneezes and itchy fish and farting fish. I had no idea. This is truly one of those subjects where I'm like, I had no idea that I didn't have that knowledge. And now I need the answer to all of those questions. What is sensory input coming in for fish like? What's coming out of them? We're going to be discussing that, everybody. So buckle up.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. So the first article. So let's talk about fish's coughing. What's your prediction?
Well, okay, so we keep goldfish, and I do occasionally see them, like, open their mouth really wide. Like, it almost looks like a yawn, but...
Yeah, it's, like, different.
I would think you'd need air to cough.
Okay, my research comes from an article on a site called fluffyplanet.com, but is verified by some other places I cruised. I did not... confession, I did not find a professional journal article about this, but... The internet agrees, and this is not Reddit, who we love, but isn't necessarily scientifically based. But Nadine Orby wrote this article, and she says, yes, they do cough. It's possible for particles and bacteria to get sucked in through their gills, which is what happens to us as well. And then for us, when those particles or bacteria get sucked in, sometimes mucus comes into the game. No mention of mucus with fish, but those still... foreign stuff gets sucked in through the gills, and then their ventilation cycle is interrupted with a cough to get it back out. So that function is happening with their bodies. That wow. cough mechanism of is still there to expel.
Huh.
And sad news, fish do not make tiny cough sounds. I was disappointed by that.
Oh, so that open mouth that I'm seeing might actually be a cough.
Yeah. And then I wonder... What's the difference between like a cough and vomit? It's really then just which muscles are involved, right?
The difference between a cough and a vomit is volume.
Yeah. And where the cough is initiated, I suppose, too. Take a minute if you need it here, everybody. That was some hard-hitting stuff. Okay. We're going to talk about sneezing next. Any prediction here?
No.
So let's talk about what a sneeze is. A sneeze is an involuntary action. I can't force a sneeze. I've never met anybody who could. I can burp whenever I want, but I cannot sneeze whenever I want.
Sad.
The inner lives of Trace and Amy, now you know. I feel like I shared too much. Okay, so air is expelled at great pressure as a reaction to some irritation near the nostrils. They don't really have lungs, which is where the air goes for humans. That's how our air is processed. Their oxygen isn't in the form of air like ours. It's in the water. And if a fish had lungs like we do, it maybe could sneeze, but it would also have the problem of buoyancy. It would be floating at the surface and they would all get eaten and died and we wouldn't have fish. So to answer this question, it is no, because... Mm. They just don't have the right biology to do this.
That makes sense.
And the right setup. They don't have oxygen in the way. There's just in a different way in their body. That's a little disappointing. It's not very cute. Do you think they can cry?
No, because they're in the water.
Goldfish cannot. Yeah.
No.
There's no purpose for it. Except for like the expulsion of chemicals potentially. But
yeah.
So no, fish do not cry. I don't think they have tear ducts for starters.
Oh, fish aren't sad, at least as we
now
know.
That is actually what I want to talk about next, because they actually can have some emotion, but it seems to be a much broader strokes of simple when they're swimming around and active and moving and they're near the top of the tank. They are probably feeling happy. They're feeling optimistic that food is coming and they're in the sunshine. So a fish at the top of the tank that's active is a happy fish. A fish at the bottom of the tank who is not moving very much truly is probably a little depressed or not hopeful. So that was interesting.
I always thought that if you had a fish at the bottom of the tank that they were sick.
They might be. They might not feel good. Oh. That's what I thought too. Yeah. fish farts. We've had a glancing run at this topic before, and general answer was we don't think they do, because, and this is the same here, they're like, nope, they've got like the everything is in place because there's sphincters and foods create gas, but generally speaking, it is the scientific opinion that fish aren't farting, but they are expelling gases to adjust their buoyancy.
Well, and then like you did a whole episode on the herring.
Yes. Yeah.
That were making popping noises that was it the Swedish army thought that it was Soviet submarines or something?
That's just herring adjusting their buoyancy as a group. Yep. So, but not our fish friends. But they might be adjusting their buoyancy. They're not farting. And the last topic is, do fish itch?
Huh. Now, I have in my head that I've seen like a Nova special or something where fish are rubbing up against coral or something like that.
That is exactly correct.
Oh my gosh.
They will rub up against a rock or something abrasive. And that one makes a lot of sense to me because our itches come from something on a nerve on the skin or a sense on the skin or your brain saying, this itches. And it's a protection to tell us that there's a problem of some kind that we need to resolve. So that itch is purposeful. And I would think that fish also need that, the protection of the itch. So itches are kind of annoying, but they are functionally helpful and help keep us alive. Because like if I had an allergic reaction and got a rash recently, it did not feel bad for like 3 days and I did not do anything for it. And it started... We started itching and suddenly I felt motivated to find the allergen and make it stop.
It was like, we need to turn up the volume. She's not paying attention.
That is exactly what it felt like. Because like day three, it didn't look much different. But suddenly I couldn't, like I'm holding my arms out like wings. I couldn't handle it anymore. So yeah, so fish do itch. And that's my brainstorm on fish sensory things. Fish, what would you call all those complement of things?
Is it a smorgasbord of fish facts? Is it? Wow, that's a lot. What's unfortunate about like the emotional stuff? Because I'm thinking, I was thinking of the one that we did on goldfish learning how to drive. And are they having fun? Or do they even realize what's...
You know, because a dog would definitely be having fun.
Right. But like, does the fish even know what's going... I mean, like we can't, and there's no way we can really know.
No, I want them to be filled with a bold sense of purpose, but they're probably thinking food.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But then maybe they need antidepressants less often than we do.
That's true. Their world is a simple place. I'm still alive and it's feeling good.
Or it doesn't. The end.
Yeah. There's really two switches on and off.
Wow, fish. I like fish facts. Those are fun.
Me too.
So if you'd like to hear more episodes like 93, Farting Herring, which we talked about, or 206 with the smartest fish and the driving goldfish, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. And whenever you listen, wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram for fun science and history facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.
Oh, that's an unpleasant sound.
What's it sound inside a fish? It sounds like that.
Gross.